Today's scripture is from Matthew 8, 1 through 4. Let us pray. Father God, we just ask that we hear with your ears today, and we take this message and live as you ask us to. In Christ's name alone, amen. Matthew 8, 1 through 4. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them."
In the Gospel of Matthew, where we are right now, Jesus completed his most famous sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is the first of five major sermons that form the framework for Matthew's Gospel. The theme of the Sermon on the Mount is living life in the kingdom of God. Oswald Chambers puts it this way, quote, "The Sermon on the Mount is not some unattainable goal. It is a statement of what will happen to us. It is a statement of what will happen in us when Jesus has changed our nature by putting his own nature in. It is the life of Jesus in us that makes the Sermon on the Mount happen through us. So that was chapters 5, 6, and 7. 8 and 9 offer us a collection of stories showing us the authority and power of Jesus the Messiah to put his nature in us and make the kingdom of heaven real in our lives and real in the lives of all who come to him as the Lord of their life. Chapter 8 begins with the story of three healing miracles. In this three-week series, People Worth Touching, we will take them one by one. In these stories, we see not only Jesus' authority to heal, but ultimately Jesus' authority, willingness, and ability to take on himself our spiritual, emotional, and physical helplessness and to work in us his complete spiritual, emotional, and physical wholeness. It all began when Jesus came down from the mountainside. Jesus came down from the mountainside, and you'd think he'd be excited. I mean, he just had this wonderful sermon, big crowd. He comes down from the mountain, and like Moses before him, he finds a crowd that's following. Unlike the crowd that Moses found that was partying big time and turning their backs on the Lord already, this crowd was following him. but their commitment to him was still questionable. Following is not necessarily commitment. You see, we have the advantage of looking at this scene through the end of the story. And we know that those following him, the crowd, even those who will come into Jerusalem with him, that crowd following him into his final trip to Jerusalem, well, they were amazed by Jesus. They were following Jesus. We know that that amazement and that level of following will turn into shouts of crucify him, crucify him. When Jesus came down from the mountain, he was looking for more. He was looking for more than following. He was looking for commitment. And somewhere on the edge of the crowd, careful to keep his distance, there's a man with leprosy. Leprosy in the ancient world was the most terrible disease. Within the, you see it, it deadens the nerves, it causes the body to rot over time. It deforms the person. It will inevitably lead to their death. In fact, in the ancient time, people thought of people with leprosy more or less as the walking dead. The law of Moses declared that these people were unclean. They were untouchable. You could not touch a leper. And it goes back to the story of Moses and Miriam, where Miriam, you know, rebelled against Moses. And Aaron too. And God brings them in front of him and says, I will show you who my prophet is. And then he inflicted Miriam with leprosy. And Moses had to intercede to God for Miriam's healing. And so there's this connotation that leprosy, not just was it a physical disease, but it's a spiritual disease. The person was under the curse of God. They were cursed people. And to touch a leper, not only was there the fear that contract the disease by being touched, but because they were spiritually unclean, spiritually under the curse of God, if you touched that person, you became cursed, unclean, untouchable. that's the story of this man with leprosy somewhere on the edge of the crowd.
It was most surely after your baptism.
if you were raised, as most of us were, including myself, in a tradition that practices infant baptism. It may even be after our public profession of faith and full acceptance into the church, as was my case, that we fully bring our unclean self to Jesus, for Him to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Make us clean. Do you remember what that was like? Do you remember what it felt like? What changed in your life? How did you know? For you surely did know that Jesus had changed you from what you were into someone who was committed to Him as the Lord of your life. Do you remember? When we allow the Holy Spirit to remind us of how He moved us to seek Him, He often brings specific people to our mind that He is moving now to seek Him. Is there someone that you're thinking of right now that you think God is at work in your life, calling them to Himself? If so, I'd encourage you to jot that name down so you don't forget it. Back to the story. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit had worked in this man's life so that he had to show with his body and his words the saving faith that was already present in his heart. But notice, after he does that, there's come to his confession of faith, and he says, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Now notice, the man's faith is not completely formed yet. The man does not yet have complete faith in what Jesus will do. But he certainly does have complete faith in what Jesus could do. The man has no doubt that Jesus can make him clean. And that faith in what Jesus can do. Now, witness a profound miracle. In response to the cry of faith, Jesus, God Himself in human flesh, reaches out His hand and touches the man the law of Moses and the culture built around it and declared untouchable. The Holy Almighty God touches the person who is unclean, weak, untouchable. That's a miracle. Do you remember when the Holy Almighty God touched untouchable you? Do you remember what it felt like? What changed in your life? How did you know? For you surely did know, because the touch of Jesus changed your life forever. Is there someone God is bringing to your mind right now? whispering to you what I did for you. I want to do it for him or for her. While touching this untouchable man, Jesus makes his will, God's will, perfectly clear. The man said, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Then with his hand on the unclean man, Jesus says, I am willing. I am willing. Well, if you don't remember anything else, remember, Jesus is willing. Jesus is willing to take whatever uncleanliness, whatever hopelessness, whatever despair, whatever it is that's junking us up on the inside. He says, I am willing. I'll take it all, and I will make you clean. Jesus is willing to touch every unclean person who will come to him and say to him, Lord, I believe you can make me clean. This is the great confidence we have when we share with others how Jesus cleansed and is cleansing our uncleanliness. We know that it is Jesus' will to cleanse every person who will come to him. Everyone who sincerely bows before him will not be disappointed. Whoever you may be thinking of right now, imagine that person coming to Jesus and finding in him complete willingness and total ability to make them clean and whole. Having made his will known, Almighty God in human flesh acts. Jesus says, be clean. Immediately, the man was clean. Matthew wants us to see that Jesus is God in action. There's a clear calling back to the creative power of God in the work of creation, where God said, let there be light. And there was light immediately by the power of his word. Immediately by the power of Jesus' word, this man is cleansed of his leprosy. Yet the physical miracle of his body being restored is overshadowed by the miracle that changed who this man is and how he will carry himself in the world and how he will be known from now on. You see, the unclean man becomes the clean man by the power of the word of God. The unclean man becomes the clean man by the power of the word of God. That's who he is now, the clean man by the power of the word of God. That's how he carries himself in the world. The clean man by the power of the word of God. That's how others know him now. The clean man by the power of the word of God. What a miracle. The untouchable touch The unhealable healed, the unclean made clean. But don't think of it just as a story. This is our miracle. This is what God did for us in Jesus. We were under the curse of God, sentenced to death by the disease of sin, for which there was no cure. We were completely unclean, untouchable, estranged from the holy, almighty God. The Apostle Paul put it this way, quote, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. End quote. This is the miracle that Matthew opens our eyes to see. Jesus transforms us from the walking dead into a walking. Everyone who sincerely comes to Jesus as their Lord is an unclean person changed into a clean person by the power of the Word of God. You and I are walking miracles, a living testimony to the power of the Word of God to make that which is dying spring forth with new life. What Jesus did for us, He is more than willing, more than able to do for the persons He has placed in our minds and our hearts this morning. Jesus makes every person clean who comes to Him in faith. For this reason, Jesus tells the man, don't go tell, go show. Go show the religious leaders what the power of God has done in you. That will be a testimony to them. You see, the law was the ultimate authority for Israel. The law had the authority to find what was unclean. But it did not have the ability to make the unclean clean. Jesus is saying, I want Israel to see that there's a new authority in town. An authority that fulfills the law. I am the authority that takes the law to its logical conclusion. The law rightfully says, you are unclean. And I say to you, yes, you are unclean, but it is my will to make you clean. Be clean, and it is done. It is done by the touch of Jesus, the power of His Word. When the unclean man went to the priest, he stood before the priest as a clean, whole man. Can you imagine that conversation? The priest says, excuse me, may I help you? I mean, this is a perfectly normal looking man. The reason for him being there would not have been clear. So, of course, the man had to explain how he, an unclean leper, was made clean and whole by the word and touch of Jesus. In the showing, there was naturally some telling. As a church family, our primary commission from the Lord is to call sinners, the unclean, the untouchables, to Jesus. We do that by showing others a life made clean and whole by Jesus. In the showing, when people are curious, how is it that you can live like that? There will be some telling. Through this story, Jesus invites us to show in our lives the miracle of the new life in Jesus, that Jesus worked in us and is working in us. Jesus invites us to do this in general and particularly to the persons he brings to our minds and brings across our paths, perhaps in unexpected ways. Our telling is simple. It is unrehearsed. It is naturally sharing in everyday language how an unclean, untouchable sinner came to Jesus and said, "Lord, I believe you can make me clean." And then we share what happened and what is still happening to transform us into a clean person under the Lordship of Jesus. This is what it looks like to be a witness, a testimony to the power of Jesus, to touch the untouchable and make them clean. Jesus did this for us. Jesus can do it and will do it for every unclean person who comes to him. And Jesus can and will use me and you and our church family together to touch untouchable persons. Through us, Jesus can and will draw them to himself and make them clean and whole. To Jesus, every person is a person worth touching. For every person who thinks, feels, or has been told that they are hopelessly untouchable, Jesus wants each of them to feel his touch through our touch. May we say, let us pray. So, Father, we come to you and thank you for your cleansing touch in our life. You have made us whole and clean by the power of your word. Now you send us out to share with others how they too can be whole and clean by the power of your word. Lord, we ask that you will help us to do that in very natural ways, just as you bring people to mind, as you bring them across our paths, that we will be able to share something of what you've done for us. It may not be the whole story all the time, but something that points them to you.